From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled 5-4 upholding President Donald Trump's limited travel ban targeting several Muslim-majority countries and rejecting the view that it violated the Constitution and religious discrimination.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime.
Mr. Trump said the ban is necessary to protect the country against militant attacks, and so is the wall that is to be built along the U.S.-Mexico border.
We started the wall. We're spending a lot of energy and a lot of time, and started up in San Diego and other places. It's under construction now. We have $1.6 billion. But we're going to ask for an increase in wall spending so we can finish it quicker.
The president's political opponents joined rights groups in denouncing the ruling, including this protester at a New York City rally.
We may have a Supreme Court that decided to rule this way, but God is on our side, and we will get through this, my sisters and brothers.
The ruling affirmed broad presidential discretion over who is allowed to enter the U.S. The High Court also blocked a California state law requiring clinics that counsel women against abortion to notify clients of the availability of abortions paid by the state. The U.N. mission to Mali Tuesday said Malian troops are part of a multinational anti-jihadist force, executed 12 civilians in May in a reprisal for the death of a soldier. Mali's government last week acknowledged some soldiers were implicated in rights abuses. And U.N. rights investigators say security forces in Democratic Republic of Congo committed atrocities that amount to war crimes. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has appealed for national unity as protests and strikes erupted in Tehran and elsewhere over deteriorating economic conditions, conditions that analyst Benem Bentaleblou of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies called dire, citing little change to the country's economic infrastructure.
And what happens is you have lots of classes suffering, you have a squeezed middle class, you have a dying private sector, and you have the bazaar, which led the strikes yesterday and today, gasping for life.
U.S. sanctions are expected to be reimposed after President Donald Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear agreement. Meanwhile, Washington is warning countries that buy Iranian oil to stop doing so by November. Pro-regime forces in Syria pursued an offensive in the rebel-held south, prompting tens of thousands of civilians to flee as an assault on the city of Daraa begins. Jens Lerke is with the UN.
Civilian infrastructure has also reportedly been attacked and damaged, including an airstrike on Sunday the 24th of June that took a field hospital in the town of Al-Khraq out of function.
The region near Jordanian and Israeli territory has been under a de-escalation agreement. Jordan said its border will remain closed to any more Syrian refugees. The rights group Amnesty International said senior military officials in Myanmar, also known as Burma, should face trial for crimes against humanity over the treatment of Rohingya Muslims. It called on the UN Security Council to refer the matter to the International Criminal Court. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa said national elections will go on peacefully next month, despite a weekend blast at a ruling campaign rally, a ruling party campaign rally, in which he narrowly escaped injury. Two died, dozens were wounded, including Vice President Constantino Chiwenga. There's been no claim of responsibility. The ballot is scheduled to take place July 30. The Dutch Upper House Tuesday approved a law banning the wearing of face-covering veils in public buildings, not on the street. It includes burqas, niqabs, motor helmets, and ski masks, a welcome move to Freedom Party Senator Marjolein Faber van der Kloorhorst.
Because this is the first step to de-Islamize the Netherlands. And we think it's necessary because we want to protect our civilization and Western freedoms. And so this is the first step. And the next step is to close all the mosques in the Netherlands.
Supporters say it aimed at making schools, hospitals, and public transport safer. Argentina managed to make the World Cup's final 16, beating Nigeria Tuesday 2-1. Croatia defeated Iceland 2-1. And two British Columbia men have been sentenced to house arrest Tuesday for having multiple wives. CBC News said it could be Canada's first conviction for polygamy in more than a century.
That's the latest world news from VOA.